It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll hear about the first superstar of Wisconsin college football and why he dropped out of the public eye after his days on the field in the 1890s.
First, two new bills aimed at clarifying the use of two police procedures have been introduced this week in the state legislature. The Republican-authored bills would require police departments to develop written policies on no-knock search warrants and track SWAT team deployments.
The bills come at a time when there's a lot of public attention on police practices. Some are asking questions, though, about how these bills would work and if they'd put too much pressure on law enforcement.
Here with us now to talk more about this legislation is Dean Knudsen. He's a Republican state representative from Hudson. Representative Knudsen, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with warrants. Now, one of the bills you're introducing would require Wisconsin police departments to develop written policies on when no-knock search warrants are used. Can you make the case for us for why you think this is needed?
I think it's important to increase transparency for citizens and for the agencies themselves, and as an important safeguard to preserve civil liberties. What happens is over the last 20 years approximately, things have changed. It used to be that to execute a warrant, the police always notified you of their presence and asked to come in. In the late 90s, the laws changed, and now the police can either seek permission from the judge at the time of getting the initial warrant to execute it without knocking and without announcing their presence, just coming in, or they cannot do that, but they can still, at the time of the execution of the warrant, they can make the decision on the spot to go in without knocking. And the problem is we ask questions like, how often is this happening? Is there an increase in the use of no-knock warrants? What's going on here in the state? And we really don't have data on that. So what our bill requires is two things. Create a policy. Every police agency should already have one. I think most of them probably already do. But create a written policy. And then report on an annual basis. How many warrants did you serve? Or did you execute? How often did you do that as a no-knock with permission from the judge? And how often did you do it as an audible and decide to do a no-knock on the scene? Simple reporting of that aggregate data once a year.
So I want to make sure I got you. You're saying that every police department individually would be responsible for their own written policy.
Correct. And so we're not inhibiting what they're doing. There's no restrictions or controls on what they would be doing. It's simply a matter of transparency. And we believe that they ought to have a policy anyway so that they have internal consistency within their department so that all the officers and all the different precincts across their city or municipality or jurisdiction, that everything is being done the same and citizens can be confident that it's being done for a sound reason.
Why is that sort of approach better than having one policy for the entire state of Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, since I introduced this yesterday, that's been a common response, is it makes so much sense to have a policy. Why wouldn't the legislature write a one-size-fits-all policy and dictate it down to the departments? I frankly prefer allowing them to have local control. I'm not sure one-size-fits-all, you know, works all the way from Milwaukee down to a small rural town or county. And so having their own policy and having the ability to work that out internally with the department or in conjunction with their county board or city council or whoever their local elected officials, I think that just makes more sense.
Now, the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, the state's largest police union, has expressed some skepticism about this. They say that the courts have been vague on this issue of no-knock search warrants and that you're asking departments to sort through the legal issues on their own and put forward a policy is a tall order. What do you have to say to that?
I took the comments as being more support for the idea of the bill than for a valid argument against the bill. I mean, to say that this is an area that has got some thorny legal issues, no doubt it does. That's why officers should be operating with the guidance of having a written policy in their department. And I've heard both sides, from that side on the one extreme saying, boy, no one can do a policy, that would be too tough to do, to the other side of, hey, this is all duplication because most of us have already got a policy. In fact, it would be crazy if you didn't already have a policy. Many of these departments have responded saying, why are you asking us to do this when we've already done it? And I think that illustrates the point that those that have done a policy see how important it is and can't imagine that you wouldn't have one. Those that haven't done a policy look at it as almost too difficult to do, and that might be part of the reason, when really the truth is it's important to have one. It can be done. It should be done.
We're talking with Republican State Representative from Hudson, Dean Knutson, talking about his new legislation introduced aimed at clarifying the use of some police procedures. And let's talk about the second bill here. This one revolves around reporting when and why SWAT teams are dispatched. What's the goal of this one, and why do you think it's needed at this point in time?
Well, again, you know, SWAT teams, special weapons and tactics are an important tool for police. We want our police officers to be safe, and they put themselves in harm's way often. And so, again, this is not about inhibiting their ability to do their job and do it safely, but it is about transparency and letting the public see what's going on. So all we're asking for here is that there be an annual report from each law enforcement agency to the Department of Justice that simply says, here's how many times we activated our SWAT team, the special team. Here's how many arrests were made, whether property was seized, was it a forced entry, was a weapon discharged, any individuals or pets hurt in the raid. And that information would be aggregated at the Department of Justice and made available on their website so that people could see how the use of SWAT teams by the police is happening across the state of Wisconsin.
Representative Knutson, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been talking with Dean Knutson, Republican State Representative from Hudson. He joined us to talk about his new legislation aimed at clarifying the use of some police procedures, including the no-knock search warrant and the when and why of SWAT teams.